like the river I've been running ever since.
It has been said that rhythm and blues is the child of mid-20th century gospel music. This statement not only is true metaphorically, it is true biologically. The great groundbreaking voices of rhythm and blues and later funk are literally the sons and daughters of the black church. Sam Cooke, arguably the most influential vocalist in the last 50 years, was the son of the Reverend Charles Cooke. Sly Stone, who invented the funk vocal style, is the son of the Reverend K.C. Stewart. And Aretha Franklin is the daughter of the Reverend Dr. C.L. Franklin, one of America's most powerful black church leaders from the 1940s until his passing in the 1980s. Without question, Sam Cooke led the way in demonstrating that gospel stars could cross over and become successful in the secular music world. As the handsome 20-something lead singer-songwriter of the Soul Stirrers, Sam Cooke was drawing hordes of swooning teenage girls to gospel programs in black churches across the nation from 1951 to 1957. When Sam saw the stardom and financial success doo-wop groups, particularly the Orioles and Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, were generating by appropriating his style, Sam Cooke made the leap from gospel to R&B himself with his platinum-selling signature hit, You Send Me.
I know you send me, darling, you send me, honest you do, honest you do, honest you do. Whoa.
Sam Cooke begat the style substance, which serves as the gree that flavors all popular music styles that followed his invention, born of necessity.
Sam had to invent this new vocabulary because he was not the typical lead gospel vocalist.
Just as opera has its long-held tradition of assigning roles to voices, the hero being the tenor, the heavy being the heavier baritone voice, in the black church tradition, the heavier voice of the baritone was stronger and deemed the leader's voice.
She said if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. She cried, oh.
Sam, on the other hand, was a young pretty boy tenor who had to prove he was manly enough to lead, commanding enough for you to listen to what he had to say. Cooke invented note bending, that ear-catching near yodel between syllables sung. He perfected grinding, a phrase for emphasis, the gliding opening phrase and the vocal swell. While Sam Cooke may be called the father of what is recognized as the modern soul voice, heard in R&B, pop, reggae, and funk to a degree, the undisputed father of the pure funk vocal was Sly Stone, a.k.a. Sylvester Stewart.
By the making and the tasting of disaster and time.
Sam Cooke and Sly Stone, these two sons of preacher men, are the two pillars of rhythm and blues as we know it today. This is Jack Marchbanks.
I'm Sidney Howard.
Cause there's a